Right now, Dick Derby, one of the organizers of this this drive. And good morning, Dick. Welcome again to the show.
Well, good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
And we just wanted to get you on for a couple of minutes because we did say when you were here to let us know how things went. So how did it all go?
It was a huge success, and I'm very happy to report that today, and want to quickly say thank you to all the residents throughout the community for all of their support. We put out about 4,000 grocery bags, Walt, if you recall, and we had over 1,000 that were full and sitting curbside Saturday morning as all those youth groups went out and made the collection. And those bags were, they didn't just have a few items in them, they were full. And it turned into many, many pickup truck loads that were then divided and transferred to the Salvation Army in St. Vincent de Paul. And on our estimates, kind of averaging a food bag, we think we picked up over 8,000 pounds of food. It's really hard to imagine what that looks like in a pile, but it was huge.
Wow. And the key here, too, is that you got a lot of food, which was the key drive. But when you were here, you also talked about paper products, hygiene products and whatnot. And folks paid attention to that, too, and put some of that in there.
Yes, they did. And there were a lot of those items that also showed up and are also needed. And, Walt, I just want to say, because you had mentioned it before when we were putting this together last week, that if people forgot or they were out of town or whatever circumstances might have prevented them from putting out a food bag, and if they still wanted to do that, they can take those items to St. Vincent de Paul or the Salvation Army or Wesley United Methodist Church, for that matter, and they will find a home.
Well, I got to ask you this, yeah. Dave, but what does this tell you about the community in Ishpeming recognizing a need? And, you know, I'm sorry, you said 8,000 pounds and both of us just about fell out of our chairs. That's a remarkable response. What does that tell you about people taking care of their own hometown?
It tells us what we've known for a long, long time, is that we have a great community, and that's why so many of us work so hard to live there and be part of it and enjoy our friends and neighbors. That people in Ishpeming and really throughout the Upper Peninsula, in these small communities, always respond. When you say there's a need, there are a lot of people who jump up and say, what can I do and how can I help? And just tell me what I have to do and I'll be there.
Well, one of the,
I've known that for a long time.
One of the keys, too, is that, you know, obviously with the Salvation Army and with the folks that you're helping out with this, with the food banks, they're happy with any contribution, any donation that comes to the door and whatnot. But the idea being here that this was a time of year where a lot of people don't think of those food banks, and you're able to bring them 8,000 pounds total that you distributed accordingly. I mean, what was the reaction on their end?
It was one of those events where I guess you'd have to be there to see it, but people were just overjoyed, and they didn't. They, like you, they couldn't believe the number. The loads just kept coming. And we had people coming in from the different neighborhoods where they were making the drives and then consolidating the food, and the pickup trucks just kept backing up to the door of those two facilities, and they were down on their axles being heaped with these bags of food. And I'm trying to paint a picture so you can understand how amazing it was. And everyone kept saying, wow, this is great. And then another truck would come.
It must have been humbling, yeah. To say the least here. And when you break it down to the fact that you got over 4 tons of food and wares you talk about a need too, and having it recognized like this is just amazing. And, you know, Dick, congratulations, obviously, to everyone who helped organize this event, but I think it's more of a congratulatory to the Ishpeming area and to the community itself, because recognizing the need is one thing, responding to it is another, and they certainly seem to do that.
That's right, and many people had a role in coordinating and being part of the administration team, and after that we want to thank all of those youth groups who turned out in big numbers for 2 days, Wednesday to put those bags out and Saturday to go out and collect them, and then stayed with us all day Saturday to distribute all that food and get it into those buildings. It took a lot of manpower just to move it into the pantries off of those trucks. And those kids stayed right there till the job was done. It really went well. And so we thank all of them, and there were so many. And we thank, again, the community for their tremendous response.
Well, Dick Derby joining us this morning, one of the coordinators of Project Ishpeming Food Pantry to help restock the Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul food pantries and other items. 8,000 pounds of food collected on Saturday. one morning, one push, one event like that. And we certainly are glad to bring you the word out there about how things went. And Dick, we appreciate your time this morning. So if you're going to do it again or anything like that, or you're going to do anything like this to help out the community, let us know. We'll be happy to get the word out.
Well, and we thank you for that, Walt. It was great to talk to you and great to report back.
Congratulations all the way around.
Bye-bye.
Dick Derby joining us here again this morning. And again, mission accomplished.
Hey, can I borrow your truck to haul that stuff out of the backyard?
You mean that old washer?